Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. As kids go back to school, children are also going back to childcare, and Cass County Extension is partnering with our local and state Extension specialists to offer online childcare provider recertification classes this fall. Due in part to COVID-19 concerns, ISU Extension will offer several online training for child care providers this fall. Each training will be offered at two different times and taught online by ISU Extension Human Sciences specialists across the state. All of these classes will happen once in the evening and again the following Saturday morning. And again, you can just attend one of those as they will be the same program, just presented at different times. The first program is titled Sensible Childcare, Getting What You Want. In this session, childcare providers will learn how to get what you want by setting financial goals and creating a plan for your spending and saving as a childcare provider. This class will be offered October 8th at 6:30 p.m. or October 10th at 9 a.m. Actions Speak Louder Than Words is a program. We will learn how to foster more positive role modeling to help children engage in positive health behaviors and practices. That program is offered on October 22nd in the evening and October 24th in the morning. Preschoolers and Pennies, Read, Talk, Learn, and Play. In this program, you will take advantage of the fact that children love to pretend they run a grocery store or restaurant as part of their imaginative play. You can build on that interest with activities for preschoolers that practice money and literacy skills. In this session, you'll explore ways to introduce and reinforce money-related words and concepts throughout the day as children learn and play. Preschoolers and Pennies will be offered on November 5th in the evening and November 7th in the morning. And Safe Food for a Healthy Future is a session focusing on how to protect children in your care from foodborne illness. This program will be offered in the evening on November 19th and in the morning on November 21st. Each of these trainings are offered at a cost of only $5 per training, and all child care providers in home daycare, community daycare, or preschool settings are welcome to attend. All trainings are approved by Iowa DHS for 2 hours of credit. Actions Speak Louder Than Words and Safe Food for a Healthy Future are also approved for Child Adult Care Food Program credits. For more information and to register, you can visit the Extension website and look up Child Care Provider Training. Also want to share with you some wellness resources as we get back into the routine of fall and school. Two important reminders from our Words on Wellness newsletter. These are posted every month on the Cass County Extension website and feature a variety of topics related to nutrition and fitness. The newsletter also features a recipe, is seasonally appropriate, and we do encourage you to check those out, and you can download them for free on the Cass County Extension website in the news category. We are focusing on two healthy practices this month. Sleep is a very important healthy practice, and lack of sleep, unfortunately, is common. Many Americans sacrifice sleep to get tasks done on any given day. Then it's estimated that 35% of Americans do not meet the recommended hours of sleep in any given night. On average, adults need 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night, and youth may need 8 to 12 hours of sleep to function appropriately in school or daycare settings. Research has shown that sleep is just as important as good nutrition and exercise habits to keep your mind and body healthy. Getting enough sleep can lower your risk for heart disease and diabetes, maintain a healthy weight, help you think more clearly, and perform better in school and at work. Sleep may be related to body weight in youth of all ages. Inadequate sleep may interfere with hormone levels, stimulating youth to eat more snacks and larger meals. Tired children are also more prone to sit on the couch rather than play outside and get the activity that they need every day. If you're looking to change up your sleep patterns, use these tips to get longer, better sleep. First of all, try to go to bed at the same time every night. Set and enforce regular bedtimes with your children. Keep phones, laptops, and TVs out of the bedroom. The bedroom should be a space that is used for sleep primarily. Avoid texting, watching TV, playing video games, or using a computer at least 30 minutes before bedtime to get your brain in that going to sleep mode. Do not eat in bed. And create a calming nighttime routine for yourself and kids. Reading, listening to music, or talking about the day are all good ways to unwind and get your brain ready for sleep. Also a reminder that you can stay active as we get into fall without breaking the bank. Many people think they must spend a lot of money on exercise programs or special equipment. But our Words on Wellness newsletter has a few simple suggestions to get active without spending a lot of money. First of all, you can check out the physical activity videos for free on the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website. Just look up Spend Smart, Eat Smart on the ISU Extension website, or find that link in our August Words on Wellness newsletter online. You can just get outside and walk more. Aim for 30 minutes daily to keep your heart and body healthy. Get outside and play with kids, pets, or friends. Keeping up with unlimited energy of kids and pets is a good workout in itself. Clean your house, wash the car, or mow the lawn. These everyday tasks that keep us busy are also a good way to keep us moving. You can use free local workouts. Check your community calendar for free walks, reduced price classes, etc. Or just turn on the radio and dance. One can burn a lot of calories in a short period of time just by moving your body to the music. Overall, keep in mind that physical activity is vital to your overall health. Get active and start feeling better today by focusing on ways to stay moving. And again, you can find more of that information and resources on the Cass County Extension website. We encourage you to check out those tips and some seasonal recipes. Of course, you can stop by the Cass County Extension office anytime for resources. Check out the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook for a lot of these tips and upcoming programs. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.